The Dallas Cowboys have landed in Oxnard, California. The KNC Masterpiece will start off our coverage there, and then we take over along with the G-Bag Nation next week. Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby on your official home of America's team. And we have the big press conference today, 1 p.m. When will Brian Schottenheimer speak first? How many minutes in? If I set the over-under at 4.5.
And we're not talking about just like a chirp with a, yeah, that's right.
And no, we're not. Are we including Jerry's opening statement or just once they start asking questions?
Opening statement's easy over.
Okay.
Yeah, that if it's the opening statement, Jerry may talk for 8 minutes.
All right, take the statement out.
Ooh.
4.5, over, under.
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 Ooh, okay, because it's his first one?
Yeah.
People, look, the media has loved getting all these different quotes out of him. It's like, oh, this is fun. The only caveat here is it's been a while since they've talked to Jerry. And they may just...
And the Micah thing.
They may hit him with like 6 Micah questions in a row. And if he's playing ball, then they'll keep it going.
Yeah, everyone blames Jerry. I get it. But it's the media who's directing the questions.
Yeah. Now, Jerry will give you a 3-minute answer a lot of times. And there's some, in that 3 minutes, he usually says something where it's like, well, we got to follow up on what he just said there.
Micah Parsons, Bobby, did not get on the team plane. But Jordan Schultz and others saying he is going to report to Oxnard despite not having the deal done yet. What do we make of this?
I mean, this is pretty much to be expected, I think, given the way he handled things.
Others were not apparently on the team plane as well.
Yeah, and that's not always unusual. There are people who fly separately.
Some guys get out there a week or two early.
Now, and sure, you get your Sean Lees, who Sean would be...
Overshawn was out there early.
Sean Lee would be in California, and he would fly back to Dallas the day before to fly with the team back to California because he viewed it as important to fly with the team. And so, like,
crazy.
You get your Sean Lees like that sometimes. But, yeah, I want to say I feel like Mike has actually done this before, like one other year where he came out by himself. So I'm not totally surprised that he's flying solo, doing everything else. Also not surprised that he's ended up reporting because this is what he's shown he was going to do based on everything he did during the minicamp and OTA sessions.
And Mike Florio says this is a mistake. Our buddy from ProFootballTalk.com and Football Night in America, the question becomes whether Parsons will, like Zeke and Lamb, hold out or, like Dak, show up. The middle ground is to hold in, to show up and not practice until he has his deal. The last option would be a mistake. And this is what I think Mike is going to do, the hold in. He's obviously going to be there. It'd be a mistake because it would allow the Cowboys to keep dragging their feet beyond week one. While a hold in avoids fines while also protecting the player from a practice injury, the team acquires all the leverage once the player reports. It becomes much harder for Micah to walk out or to refuse to play given the terms of the CBA. And it sets the stage for what happened several years ago between the Bears and Roquan Smith. At some point, it'll be time to go to work even if there is no deal. Zeke and Lamb got what they deserved by staying away. And while Dak showed up, his leverage came from not holding out, but from the prospect of not getting a deal done. Faced last September with Dak hitting free agency in March 2025, the Cowboys blinked, making him the highest paid in the league. If Micah shows up, the Cowboys won't have to blink. They can ride it out, paying him $24 million for this season and applying the franchise tag next year. At this point, it's not as if the edge rusher market will go up before the end of the season. Why not make him continue to carry the injury risk for another year? That's Mike Florio saying, that's why if Parsons were my relative or friend, I'd tell him to stay away. Yes, he faces daily fines of $40,000 and $1.3 million for each preseason game missed. They're waivable for players playing under their rookie deals, and the amounts are peanuts in comparison to the contract he stands to get.
Yeah, and also, didn't they do this with Zach, too? They just added his fines into his new deal.
So that's what they had to do with Zach, because Zach was a veteran.
Right.
So with CD, they didn't have to do that. CD, they could waive it. And with Micah, they could just waive it because he's rookie deal. Because the rookie deal, basically, they look at it as a rookie deal is somebody fighting for their first contract. A veteran is somebody who's holding out, and they feel like you've already been paid. This is you now trying to just be greedy.
Florio finishes, the only way for Micah to get every penny he's owed at this point is to stay away. If he shows up, they'll try to lowball him, especially since they'd love to change the well-earned narrative that they bungle these negotiations. Prediction. If he shows up, if he shows up, which he is, the Cowboys will eventually make him a final offer well below what he would get if he holds out. And if he doesn't take their last best offer, they'll try to kick the can into 2026. Second prediction, if he doesn't show up, he'll get what he deserves. He is showing up. So this is Florio predicting this does not get settled anytime soon. And that Micah Parsons has to wait until next year. That's a bold prediction.
That's a very bold prediction. It's also very bold to say the Cowboys will make him a final offer well below what he'd get if he holds out. Okay, so that means that you think that one of two things would happen. If he shows up, he'll be well below Myles Garrett. Or if he holds out, he'll be well above Myles Garrett. Because the reality is he's probably right now between 40 and 42. That's why I don't totally agree with the way that Florio sees this. I understand not showing up and trying to get things quicker and trying to make sure they don't drag this. But the idea that this is going to cost him millions if he shows, I think that's off. I think everybody knows generally where he's coming in money.
Yeah, is this a $2 million swing or a 10? Like, right. Is he going to get 35 by showing up and 45 by not? Like, if that's the case, then it's a huge mistake. If it's the difference between 40 and 42, I don't think Micah, now Mulligetta might view that as a big deal.
Who's that?
That's right. There you go. I don't know if Micah views that as like a deal break. You're circumcising mosquitoes at that point with that money.
There's a prediction for the press conference today. Jerry again makes some sort of reference to he doesn't know the agent's name. He will do that again today.
No way.
I bet you.
No way.
What do you want to bet? He loves doing that. He loves going back, looping back on those kind of jokes in these moments. He loves looping back on Zeke, too.
You think he'll joke about
it? I think he'll just...
Legitimately come across as offensive.
I think if somebody mentions his name, he'll go, who now?
Yeah.
And I think if he's talking about the contract and nobody sets him up, he'll be like... And, you know, Micah's agent, I can't remember his name. And then he'll look and he'll do this big smile thing.
Okay. But
I think he circles back on that joke today.
As a joke?
Yes.
Okay. And how irritated are they going to get when they're pressed over their delay tactics?
It's a good question because it's varied by who they've talked about in the past. So, when they've gotten pressed on delay tactics before on certain deals, then they'll talk, they'll go, oh, you know, this is just business. But, and they're very cool about it. Mm-hmm. Then there are others that when they get pressed, they get irritated really fast. And so, Steven was getting irritated during minicamp about Micah stuff. You remember he was like, I'm not answering any more Micah questions. If you guys are going to keep throwing those, I'll go inside.
Yep.
So, it seems like this is one that would irritate them.
And, you know, when you're sitting here waiting for leaves to fall, that's what they love to say. Jerry's trying to tell you, we made mistakes by acting too early with other guys. He's not going to insult those players by name.
Jalen.
Maybe Diggs.
You go back into the mid-2000s. I mean, they were quick to extend guys. Didn't they extend Miles Austin right after his Kansas City game?
Yeah, it was pretty close.
He had that breakout game. Like, hey, you know, here we go, 4 years.
But we all thought the next leaf to fall would maybe be leadership. Like, are you going to show up for the voluntary, the involuntary? Are you going to show up to Oxnard? He's done them all. Mm-hmm. So what other? That's a question I would have. I would ask, how surprised are you the deal isn't going to get done to try to make Jerry tell us that Micah's side screwed it up? That would be my one baity question. But Micah being, or Jerry being like, I thought we had a deal done. And then what other leaf would you need to see fall? What else does he have to prove? He showed up to all the stuff which you want from your leadership.
Well, you see, Sean, leadership is not just about what you do during the practices. Leadership is also what happens, you know, when we're playing ball games. And when you've got a first-year head coach, we need to see some of that leadership on the field. And then I can publicly bluff, like, I'll make you play out the whole year to prove leadership because that's not just an off-season thing.
The Cowboys, by the way, are working out several free agent pass rushers, according to Jeremy Fowler. Jesse Luketa, Cameron Klein, and James Houston. Do you know any of those people?
I know Luketa. I know Justin Houston. I mean, everybody knows Justin Houston. James Houston.
Houston's 50.
Yeah. When they threw out James Houston yesterday, I honestly was like, when was the last time he played? Was it like 3 years ago? It's more recently than that, but not by a ton. This makes sense because there's an Eberflus connection. He was in Indianapolis with Houston, and so... That would seem to make sense. He's one of these guys who, like, when we talked about Von Miller last week. By the way, I can't believe this. How old is Houston?
Which one? James or Justin?
Justin Houston.
36?
34. Like, I could have sworn he was like Von Miller, like getting up there towards being 38, 39 years old. But that's what he could still be, you hope, is you're the Von Miller guy. You come in here on third downs and you're just a savvy pass rusher. Get to the quarterback. But, I mean, 2022 with Baltimore, he had 9.5 sacks.
What about the Jaden Blue story from Glenn Stretch Smith? Who knows Stretch Smith?
Nobody in the NFL.
I know Stretch. We know Stretch.
Yeah, know of. But
know of.
Who is he?
He says he was a former scout.
He was a, it's a very loose term to say he was an offensive assistant coach in 1999 and 2000 here. Literally, you cannot find any biographical details about anywhere else he's coached in high school, college, or professional sports other than that.
Well, he came out on the Locked On Cowboys podcast.
Oh, we can throw this in the trash then.
And blasted Jaden Blue.
I'm hoping he's setting the tone for his former teammate at the University of Texas, because that's really the guy I'm worried about. I'm already hearing some rumblings out of the building about the running back that they drafted and him being, you know, kind of just borderline lazy, not in the building, doing his off-season workouts. So maybe he's saying, hey, one Longhorn to the other Longhorn, get your ass in here and let's get going a little bit, because I think that's a firm message that needs to be sent.
I recognize this. Was this guy on with Galloway?
Yes, he was.
Okay. Yeah, Stretch. Bobby, you're rolling your eyes.
Yeah, because, I mean, the rumblings out of there, I don't know what third hand like stuff he'd be getting. He's not talking to anybody in there consistently from that organization. The fact that it's said, like I said, on Locked On Cowboys with that whole crew and Marcus Mosier, which is like a bunch of Scott Templetons, if you're familiar with The Wire. Like, I mean, just making up sourcing and been busted for it publicly on several different occasions. It makes it hard to take anything seriously. Even if I thought this, I would now start to question what I thought because they're saying it. So that's enough to make me say that. Jaden Blue had character concerns coming out of Texas.
The last line of Brugler's scouting report is like he's going to have to prove to NFL teams he's got the work ethic.
Teams had him flagged. A lot of different people had him purple on their board, which is purple is red and blue. Red for injury concern, potentially blue for character concern. And so he had those sort of concerns coming out of Texas, but I haven't heard anything like he's got an issue right now. And like I say, the fact of where this is coming from makes me less likely to believe it's actually true.
Welcome to the
Dallas. I love the pettiness of these reporters.
Welcome to the Dallas Cowboys, where only a fifth round rookie running back can get called out before training camp for being lazy.
I heard he's lazy.
Don't put some dip back in your lip.
877
borderline lazy.
877-881-1053. A feisty way to start off the 6 a.m. club with Sean, RJ, and Bobby. And speaking of feisty, I guess this is a perfect time to head to Oxnard, because it's sounding like feelings are starting to get genuinely hurt between us and other members of this radio station. The audio we heard about over the weekend that we'll play for you next.